It is 11:15. Mabel Louise is in the house. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you today. And you know what? It's unbelievable. I'm looking up right here in the studio at our calendar. Yes. And there's only one more day in the month of July. Where did the summer go? I hope it's been wonderful for you and that you're having a good time for just you and your family. It's so nice to be out, isn't it, in that warm sunshine and even the rain. I go out on my front porch and watch the raindrops. It's even fun. And then when the sun shines, I love to be out there and reading my Bible. So wonderful to have the good old summertime. No snow to shovel, right? How about that? The Lord is so good. I hope you realize that today. Just take time to look around you and see God's handiwork. Let me read for my verses for today from the Psalm 19. And it's written by David. And as I read it, I thought, I wonder where he was. No doubt he's outside because he says, and he has written it to the director of music, he's saying, the heavens declare the glory of God. So he had to be outside and he had to be looking up to the heavens. Because he says, as he continues here, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. So he's thinking about how God's wisdom is right before our eyes as we look up to the stars and the moon and all that's there. And he goes on to say, there is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. So anywhere you go in the world, you can look up, as what David is saying, and declare the glory of God because of the beautiful heavens. And then he goes on and says, their voice goes out on all the earth, even to the ends of the world. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun. Isn't that something? Which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion. In other words, it's exciting. It's wonderful. It's interesting. It's everything. It's like a champion rejoicing to run his course. Wow. That's how exciting it is to David as he's looking up to the heavens. And then he goes on and says, it rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. How about that? Yes, the Lord is so good to give us the good old summertime and the heat from the sun. And today's a wonderful day because the temperature is nice and cool. Well, I'm in the midst of a series of messages about nature and God's creation. So today, I want to call your attention to the beautiful birds that fly around all of us. And you can see them up in the trees and see them darting around. And there's so many different kinds, so many different colors. It's actually fascinating to observe their ways. So stay tuned and let me tell you some interesting facts. I guess the question is, I might ask you, who taught the birds to live the way that they do? Has your son or daughter or grandchild asked you that question? Perhaps they have. If so, what was your answer? Was your answer, I don't know, it just happened? Well, children need to know that God made it happen, and they also need to know about the birds and how they live. So today I want to go for it, okay? I guess that I hope for sure that I will stimulate you to want to share some of this information to your children or to your grandchildren. And to every beast, I want to read a portion of scripture also from Genesis 1, verses 29, 30, and 31. I have my Bible open in front of me, and this is what it reads. And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. So God, we can conclude that God made all of the different kinds of birds for your and my enjoyment. And we should be so thankful that we have eyes to see them and ears to hear those beautiful songs. And in case you have not taken time to check out Google or the encyclopedia or some other resource lately, or maybe you have a bird book and you haven't opened it up for a long time, let me share with you some interesting facts about those beautiful little creatures. First of all, birds live in all parts of the world. I remember when my sweetheart and I were traveling and speaking overseas. When we were in Brazil, it was so fascinating to note that every family of our missionaries had a pet parrot. And those parrots were so beautiful. They would fly in and out of the house because in all those homes, it's warm there, very warm, and they had no screens on their windows. So the birds could fly in and out, and they had a perch for them. Some of them talked, some of them didn't, but they were all so beautiful and colorful. And they are some species, actually, of birds that are known in different parts of the world. And then there are birds that travel all over. Did you know that they spend most of their waking hours flying? It's so interesting to see them swoop down and go straight up. And I understand that birds actually had a great influence in the invention of the airplane. And what would we do without the airplane today? Think of all the people who use the airplane to fly cross-country, overseas, actually around the world. And did you know that many of the birds fly south in the winter and back to the north in the summer? Who told them where to go? Who told them when to go? Both of those so interesting. God gave them those instincts as to know. And they're very sensitive to climate changes. The Lord made them to be that way. And it was interesting when I was doing my research to find out that some birds travel very long distances, and like human travelers, they're able to nap in midair. Did you know that? One of the studies published in Nature Communication, the researchers attached a brainwave activity sensor to the birds and noted that the birds spent some time asleep while cruising in higher air currents and higher altitudes. How about that? Never thought about the fact that then those long distance they travel, how they would certainly have to sleep and rest. How about that? And also, did you know that the early bird gets the worm? Well, you know which one it is? Well, this reporter said that it was the cardinal, was the first to sing in the morning and the last to sing at night. Isn't that interesting? He's the early bird that catches the worm? No, they rarely ever go after the worm because the cardinal prefers seeds. A little more facts, okay? Well, did you know that they have, of course we observe this, that they have two legs, a bill, and a beak. And those, they use those legs and their beak to build their nests. Have you ever seen a Baltimore Oriole nest up close? Well, I was outside raking leaves. It was a very windy day, and a nest fell right down at my feet from under the tree. I picked it up and brought it in the house to show my grandchildren, and it was amazing. It reminded me of a hand-knit job of knitting. I was told later by a bird watcher that they literally use their beak and their feet to weave it all together. And of course, they often use the same nest from season to season, and it has to be strong to withstand the storms. I can't help to repeat, who taught the birds to do what they do so well? And the answer, only our precious Lord. Do your children know that? Have you shared with them some of these facts? Tell your children and grandchildren that birds have a built-in air conditioning. That's right. Their bones are hollow, and their bodies have air pockets, so their lungs pump cool air into those bones. The hollow bones make the birds lighter, and they can fly easier. Yes, the Lord thought of everything. And are you aware of the fact that there are 9,000 species of birds? Now that is amazing. Why not try to count the different birds that you see in your yard? Get a bird book and you can learn their names. Children love that kind of experience. Yes, birds eat insects and seeds. They are a great help to the farmer, for they like the weed seeds. And, yes, it prevents more weed seeds to be gone in the fields. So that helps the farmer. Isn't that something? Did you know that the largest bird known is the ostrich, and the smallest bird is the hummingbird? I love to see those little hummingbirds. Occasionally, I have a blooming hydrangea near my nook window, and occasionally they'll be so exciting getting the nectar that they'll hit the window, and I'll know that they're there. Well, the Lord talked about the ostrich in Job chapter 39. He asked Job, "Did you give the goodly wings unto the peacocks, or the wings and feathers to the ostrich, which leaves her eggs in the earth and warmeth them in dust? She forgets that the foot could crush them, or that a wild beast may break them. She is hardened against her young ones as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear, because God has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding. What time she lifts up herself on high, she scorneth the horse and his rider. It's so wonderful, isn't it, that God gave us the birds, for they help to balance nature by eating insects and keeping them from overproducing. Well, I'm almost out of time. Let me tell you this true story. Early one summer, city workers in Hamilton, Ontario, were trimming limbs from trees along the streets. In one tree marked for cutting, they found a nest of baby robins. And so the workers decided not to touch the limb until the young birds had flown away. Later, when the nest was abandoned, they examined it and discovered in the bottom of that little nest was a scrap piece of paper. The robins had used it along with the dried twigs to build their little nest. And they opened up the paper and these words were written, "We trust in the Lord our God." I don't know if the workers saw the remarkable significance of those words, but their concern for sparing those tiny robins was God's way of caring for his little creatures. So just like our Heavenly Father takes special care to protect us from danger that we can't foresee, sometimes we're not even aware of his watch care, and sometimes we can see it, that his care is evident. The point I want to make as I leave you is, trust in our wonderful Lord. Today I pray that if you're listening, that you know Jesus is your Savior, and that you can join me in praising him for creating all of those beautiful, beautiful birds. Listen to my next broadcast and let me tell you what the Bible tells about the birds that are listed there. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.